I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Josh Allen has 34 touchdowns right now. That's second in the NFL, and this is a down year. Feels like for the season, we've been trying to figure out what was the Bills offense going to become. 17 times play action, most. 159 yards, most. 7 10-plus yard plays, most. And touchdown passes, too. So I know we're critical of the wide receivers, and it may show itself again, but if you're Buffalo, this is the formula for what your game plan should be moving forward.
Dan Orlovsky, ESPN. We just talked to Ross Tucker on this subject of play-action passes, and I think Ross gives us a good place to re-enter talking about the season as being on a roller coaster ride. And, you know, I get that. I think that works. Does it have to be a bad sign or anything like that? Or even could somebody argue that it's good? I don't know. I don't think I would. This season has reminded me some, although it's going better than that one, of that one Bills year after the Super Bowl run, where in 94, they had good days. They blew out Montana's Chiefs. They beat Miami badly. They beat Miami twice with Marino in 94. It was funny. But then they had too many days where they couldn't get right. It's not a good comparison. It's only really a Bills comparison. What's similar is you've had a run of success, and now for the first time they're looking up in the standings. Well, not the first time. Miami 2 years ago was also this.
Right.
But it's rare. They won that division. They'll be hard-pressed to win this one. That part of it is somewhat the same. But this team has a real shot. I mean, we know that, right?
I think we do, yeah. I mean, I think this team would have a real shot even if we weren't living in sort of an upside-down world conference-wise. But the fact that we are, at least as of now, we'll see about Baltimore and Kansas City, whether they can get there. I mean, the odds are longer for Kansas City because they have two teams ahead of them in the division that they're not likely to catch at all, whereas Baltimore is only a game back now of Pittsburgh, and they play them again. So we'll see if they can get right enough to win enough to make that really matter when they meet at the end. But it you know, it's obviously one of the big reasons the Bills are still the favorite that they are, is that, you know, you just don't believe in, you know, the people betting, you know, the odds makers do not believe in the teams at the top yet because they've just not seen them do it. And Allen is such a super freak that you get in a game with him against one of these teams that's not proven they know how to, you know, they know the moves here in January, then it you know, it feels like it's wide open. And so that's another reason why. But I think I would still feel like they have a chance. They have a chance anytime they've got that dude. They've had enough good days, even this year, for me to say, you know, if they had to play Baltimore or Kansas City, like if they were to squeeze in, that I still would like my chances just fine. I think. It's a year where maybe anybody could do it. Yeah, I had the thought. I was really glad that I heard the Orlovsky piece. I didn't know you were going to bring up play-action passing to Ross. But the thought that I had, and this might be silliness, I don't know. We have talked through the years. We brought it up with you brought it up with Eric Wood yesterday. Again, I think. What are you holding back? Right? Is there stuff you want to have that you can go to that you are pretty confident is going to work, but you don't want to show too much of it because you want to be able to spring it on someone when you really need it. And I've heard Orlovsky for years on that show and just on other platforms talking about the value of under center play action passing. And I wonder, that's not a play call per se, right? It's not a scheme. It's a facet of a passing play. And he's always talking about how much of a skeleton key it is and how excellent Allen's numbers are when doing it. And I wonder if that's this year. And maybe they feel like they need to lean into it already, or the matchup dictated that they do. I just wonder if we'll see that. Maybe depending on how, maybe we'll see it a lot more on Sunday against the Patriots. And then if they get that one and they're in the race, then maybe they keep with it, or maybe they put it back there in the corner and unveil it in January again. Like, use it as much as they used it on Sunday. It's always something that they have in the arsenal. But what did Orlovsky say? 30-some% of their passing plays were that. That's got to be a season high. Maybe even a high since Brady's been their OC.
In the game against Cincinnati.
Right.
Let's go to Zach here. Hi, Zach.
Hi, guys. I know I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself now considering the season's
Do it.
Not even over, and they're currently a six. But would it not be better, kind of, if they're the five versus winning their division somehow, looking at the possible road ahead? I'm going to assume that Pittsburgh wins their division. I don't want to assume, but I think they will. So I kind of love seeing them on the road there in the wild card. And, if they are to get this division, Buffalo that is, I kind of feel like they're playing their guys in week 18 and then still have to play the next week anyways. I think if they get in a scenario where the five is in the window and they could either go to Pittsburgh and then round two they play – the Chargers possibly at home, or go to Jacksonville in the divisional, and then you leave Houston to deal with, I guess Houston or Kansas City possibly, to deal with New England or Denver in the first round and second round. Like, that seems kind of ideal to me. Like, I know the team doesn't think like this. Like, they're playing to win, obviously, but the five kind of sounds nice, in my opinion.
Well, it's going to – thanks, Zach. Getting to the one would be better if you could do it. And that's around 5% or less to do. Not only do you have to run past New England, but you've got to get Denver out of there too.
Right.
And maybe someone else. So I wouldn't ever think that the five is better than the one. But is it better than the two? Interesting to think about. It probably will happen. There'll be a lot of shuffling here. There's still 4 weeks left. Where Houston ends up versus Jacksonville or even Indianapolis, the Chargers with still a chance at Denver. They'll play them again.
Yep.
They both play the Chiefs too. Do the Chiefs get there? Could still see
That's
the
right.
Ravens.
They're in the same boat that the Bills are in. Same records, two games back. What was the head-to-head Denver beat
Denver
the Chargers?
Denver won
okay.
by a field goal.
So the Chargers are in the same spot. I don't know the tiebreaker permutations for them should they end up tied there. But
the Chargers beat Denver.
Okay.
In week 3, 23-20.
All right.
Denver had 9 first downs. LA had 29.
Wow.
So there.
They're even in better shape than the Bills.
The Patriots and the Broncos, like Ross said, what a season. We've been hearing and saying that for a long time now. They just don't lose. I mean, they've each won 10 straight, New England and Denver. But this has been the case for most of the season is those two and how different the season is. But then you have teams like, I guess you could include Houston. We saw them. They were on Sunday night. I think we kind of know Houston at this point. But still, the Chargers, the Colts, maybe, the Jaguars for sure. The Baltimore-Pittsburgh thing, like whoever it is, somebody's going to be considered a little bit dangerous. I mean, the Ravens maybe more so than the Steelers if they run the Steelers down. You just got, leaving the Bills out, you've got a number of teams, several teams here who really make you wonder just what they are. Lack of experience, winning experience, all of them.
Right.
What will that look like? The idea of, this is, I think, the caller's sentiment, and I think it's that of many fans right now, is, well, okay, if I got to go to Trevor Lawrence and Aaron Rodgers again, or even Bo Nix, I'll do it. I can imagine a worse fate.
It just dawned on me that if you leave Baltimore out, if Pittsburgh gets that division and Baltimore is on the outside looking in, the most experienced quarterback in the field outside of Allen is Rodgers, who's, of course, way more experienced than Allen even is. But he is the next most, like, playoff tested, whatever you're looking for in that department.
What's everybody else put together?
Like, it's Rodgers.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Right, Nix has got one game. May doesn't have any. Lawrence has one game or two because they won one and then lost.
Three. Yes, yes.
Is that right? Herbert has
two.
Okay.
One against Lawrence that they were way ahead and then lost. One against Houston last year that went terribly.
Stroud has won a couple, or at least one time, right? They beat the Browns that one year, so he's got at least two.
They won last year.
Okay.
They lost in the second round both years.
All right.
Yeah.
There's a lot of green there.
How many playoff starts does Allen have?
I mean, it's...
Do you have that?
I don't, but it's not hard. It's been three twice, so that's six. The Houston game is seven, and then two the other years. I think, am I leaving one out?
Yes. It's two, three times.
Okay.
Three, two times.
All right.
And one time. Right?
Yeah, I skipped a year there.
It's 13. He has 13 playoff starts. Aaron Rodgers has 21. It's not that many more.
No, that's right. But everybody else is in single digits, like we just ran down.
Yeah. It's fun to think about. Here's Joe next. Hi, Joe.
Hi, guys. This is Joe from Buffalo. How are you guys doing today?
Good, Joe. Thank you for calling.
I kind of wanted to – I pretty much agree with what the last caller said. You know, like, every year I've almost liked the – if the one seed's not available, which it hasn't been really, you know, that game just – I feel like it's better than that five because you play a team that you almost – You know you have a really good shot against them, and you keep the guys, you know, fresh and keep them ready to be in action. And it's just – that's always been my thought about that is you play that team and you keep them out there instead of – sometimes that week off might actually hurt them. And I really like our chances of going down that path instead of having the bye and –
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Yep, sure.
All right.
I wouldn't want the I'd rather have the bye.
I disagree as strongly as I can disagree without yelling. There's no need to yell. No. I mean, I think the Bills have paid a hard price some of these years for having to go hard, even in week 18. So having the week off, I just think is this is something that I think can be really beneficial.
What we might end up at is discussing who might need to sit or who the Bills might want to have sit those last couple of games or that last game in particular, depending on the stakes.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're in a spot right now, if they win Sunday, they're probably running to the end, like last year, just hoping that New England trips. Even if New England loses to Baltimore, especially if New England loses to Baltimore, you're doing this. I think you're going for
right.
the division title to play at home and all of that. But the way last year played out, you kind of wish you didn't have to
right.
sprint to the end of the regular season.
And certainly 2 years ago, same thing. I mean, they suffered injuries in Miami, a game they needed to win the division at all, and then suffered more injuries in the wild card game. So just avoiding another game to me is a huge – I mean, just watch the games this year. Every game we come out of, it's like this week is really the exception to the whole season because there was very little – in that department coming out of this game against Cincinnati. Every other week, it's like Monday afternoon, Sean McDermott's there with a list of guys that are week to week or day to day or we'll see, and oh my gosh. So every week takes a toll. You get to take one off before the playoffs start. I just think it's a huge advantage.
Last year, they did get to rest Allen and some guys in the New England game. But, I mean, you can't just rest everybody. The year before, though, is when they had to win in Miami.
Right.
And it took a toll. 803-0550, looking at the playoff picture, how do you see it? Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.